From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. ISIS shooting and killing civilians. Islamist extremists in Iraq are shooting and killing civilians as they attempt to flee fighting between the Islamic State group and Iraqi government forces in the city of Fallujah. That according to the Norwegian Refugee Council. Iraqi forces have been battling with the IS fighters for a few weeks in an effort to retake the city, which has been controlled by the Muslim group since January of 2014. The offensive has so far surrounded the city on three sides. A UN estimate puts the number of civilians trapped in Fallujah at around 50,000. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is urging China and its Asia-Pacific neighbors to work toward ending their territorial disputes.
We are looking for a peaceful resolution to the dispute, the disputes of the South China Sea. We are not a claimant. We have taken no position on any of the claims of any claimant. The only position we've taken is, let's not resolve this by unilateral action. Let's resolve this through rule of law.
Mr. Kerry is taking part in the annual U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue in Beijing. The talks will also focus on cybersecurity, climate change, and economic matters. VOA correspondent Nike Chang spoke with us a short time ago about another matter of discussion.
In addition, there is also a CEO roundtable where the United States is pushing for non-discrimination of U.S. corporations to do business in China, and U.S. is pushing for more open market access inside China.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In Afghanistan's southern Helmand province, a veteran American journalist and his Afghan translator were reported killed after coming under attack while traveling with an Afghan army unit. The U.S.-based National Public Radio identified the dead as photojournalist David Gilkey and translator Zabihullah Tamana. Sagal Salad Osman, a Somali female journalist working for the state-run radio and TV, was shot and killed in Mogadishu. The assailants fled the scene. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. She's the second female journalist to be killed in Somalia in recent months. Al-Shabaab claimed that they carried out the first attack in December. According to a local report, at least one person was shot dead at an opposition rally for electoral reforms in western Kenya. Philip Orwa of the Standard newspaper tells VOA that another 20 people were wounded Monday as police confronted protesters in the city of Kisumu. The country's high court had declined a government request to prohibit the march. The court opposition coalition is demanding electoral reforms ahead of the 2017 national polls. In Syria, dozens of airstrikes believed carried out by government and Russian warplanes struck rebel-held neighborhoods of Aleppo on Sunday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 16 civilians were killed. In the meantime, U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces pushed closer to Islamic State-held stronghold of Manbij in northern Syria. It's key development, according to Indiana University analyst Abdul Qatar Sinur.
This area where the battles are taking place is the corridor that links the Islamic State domain within Syria with any country outside of Syria, Turkey. And so it's an essential supply corridor through which the Islamic State often smuggles supplies and recruits.
Muslims begin observing the holy month of Ramadan today with the first sighting of the new moon. The faithful are expected to spend the month fasting during daylight hours and spending more time in prayer and studying the Quran. President Obama offered best wishes to Muslims around the world on the occasion of Ramadan. The body of boxing legend Muhammad Ali has arrived back in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. Mr. Ali died late Friday at the age of 74 of complications from Parkinson's disease. Louisville will honor him with a procession through the city on Friday, followed by a public funeral at a sports arena. Former President Bill Clinton, comic Billy Crystal, and newscaster Brian Cumble are among those who will deliver the eulogies. And today marks the 72nd anniversary of the D-Day invasion along the French coast by Allied forces during World War II. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.